Let us just start again from Daf Yud Beis, the Medal of three lines from the bottom. Moses Klein Geshayla is a Odin permitted to say a Tzayimi Vein Izoncho. That means the Tzolchi Mezainis of an Eved is not the responsibility of the Odin. Or he cannot say a Tzayimi Vein Izoncho. He's obligated to provide mezainus for the eved. Tosh ma'adam ha'rava magdish yedei avdoi. A person is magdish yedei avdi ma'isa yodo, dekalapayas, that whatever ma'isa yodam will come out from the eved should be hegdish. Not a davar shalei b'loilam, because for the yodam ha'ba'ilam. Oisei ha'eved, lova v'oichel, the Eved borrows money, and with the money he borrows, he eats, and then v'oise, and then he works, upeireya, and he pays up the choiv that he had occurred from borrowing the money. Shmamino, yochel arav loim el Eved aseim iveni zonko. So we see over here the Eved is working, and he has to take care of his own mezainis. So the Gemara answers, "Hoche b'may askinen b'mal aloy mezaynes." We're speaking about that the Odin is giving him mezaynes. Yehochi, if that's the case, l'may lova v'ichul. So why is he borrowing money to eat more? So Gemara says, "Lahadofe." Let us see Rashi. Loy v'ichul oisei pereya loyase tchile. He shouldn't start working the pruta kamaisa kitchalo, because the first pruta he makes will become kaidish. Vishuv osaloi, and then he can't use this maisa yadayim, this pruta, to purchase something with it because it's kaidish. Ela lova tchila. Now he borrows first. He borrows a few prutas. Boichel, and with these few prutas he purchases food and eats. Then va'isa poches poches mishava pruta or pereya. And then when he's working, he works poches poches mishava pruta or pereya, and when these poches poches mishava pruta, he pays up. And the Meiri speaks out that for him to work poches poches mishava pruta and to purchase with that, it's not practical. You need money to purchase food. So Mamela, he has to have a few prutas to start off with to get food, and then he'll be paying up the choyiv with poches poches mishava pruta. Because al kedaitach b'she'ein mal aloy mezaynis. The Gemara held that it is speaking about that the Odin is not giving him mezaynis. V'koma diyochel lahagdish v'vaistois ma'isi yodov is kodesh alma yocholoy maloy esemi v'enizons. So the Gemara answered lahadofe mezaynis melvachim yoysa. This is better mezainis, mashein derech bailov la'achiloi. The bailim normally do not give such good mezainis, and he wants this mezainis, so that's why it's love of oichel. V'leim alei hegdish ad hashte sagiloch b'loy adofe, v'hashte nami tizgiloch b'loy adofe. So let hegdish taine that till now, you were existing without Hadofe. So why should you get Hadofe? So Gemara answers, Hegdish Gufe Neichelei Keheche De L'Shabach Avde. Hegdish is happy with this Eisek. L'Shabach Avde Beguf Bori. He should be healthy. Again, I don't know clearly why the Balabos is not so interested in the brias of the Eved. Perhaps this is a carelessness from the Balabos, and Hegdish Mistame, the healthier the Eved is, the more Maisi Yodayim can be, we can produce more Maisi Yodayim, and Hegdish holds it's worth the investment. The Balabos perhaps is we here will see Mahalach and Tosfos. If you hold the same Iveni Zoncha, so the it could be the Eved will Shema Yomos Barov Tosfos says. So what's the cheshbon of the Yodim? So Lachir, it's not a right cheshbon. It's not a nice kalt cheshbon. I feel up a business, but sometimes a person is mezalzel b'nechoso. Hegdish realizes the potentials they will gain from having a healthy Eved. So Hegdish is happy that he's eating more and better. The Gemara continues, Oise Upereya, so he works, and then with what he works, he pays. In fact, the Gemara Kama Kodesh Lay. So the Gemara asks, whatever he works is Hegdish, how can he pay this up? The other was Magdish Maisi Yoda. The Gemara answers, Bepochais, Pochais, Mishova Pute. So to say, Rashi, bepoches poches mishova pute, atchloit et staret hapute yifreeno, by chayl hegdish, apoches mishova pute. Hegdish is not chal on apoches mishova pute. So the Kilis Yaakov says pshat in Rashi, that bemison, that what Rashi says a yesod, a hegdish is not chal and poches mishava puta means the yisure hegdish are not chal. The kedusha is not chal. The kedusha, that means it belongs to hegdish. A poches mishava puta belongs to hegdish, but is not kodesh. It's momen hegdish, but it's not kodesh, just like a momen. So memela he says, but this we can understand the gemara's kasha. The gemara esta kasha. So it seems Hegdish is complaining, what right do you have to do such a thing? So if we say that Pochas Mishava Pute is not, doesn't belong to Hegdish, so what's your business? It's not yours. So therefore the stipler says it is mum in Hegdish. No, but it belongs to Hegdish, but it's not Kodesh. So there's no problem. And Hegdish is masking that you should take my moment and pay up your chayv. So there's no problem whatsoever. Yenny can take the moment because there's no kedusha at all. Let us see Tosfos. V'lei malei Hegdish ad ha'indo. L'inyin ha'seim iveni zon choniche. It seems the mother is now asking Akasha, since you say it's speaking about. Since you say it's speaking about that he is getting hadofa, the money is being used for hadofa, so malay malay hegdish, we don't want that you should have hadofa. But it would seem, if the first pshat we had understood in Rav, that he had said he's not giving him his zaynis, asayimi veinis oncha, so then we understand why he borrows money to eat. He's buying for the bare necessities. So Tosfos says, so also the, let the Gemara ask Akash, what Hegdish say on Shuldik? You want to eat, you go, Larzer al Apsochim. Just like the Odin tells him, Larzer al Apsochim. So, Hegdish said, why did the Gemara ask Akash over there? So Linyana say, Mivein is on Chaniche. Vloyamalei Hegdish Ochi. Hegdish will not come with such a tiny, that be marzer al apsochim. Aval gav the rabbi motzi yomalei halachically the odin can tell him, I don't want you to take the money you're working for to pay up chayvus for achila. Shem depshita dagdish nichaleish lo yomos avdoi berov. That means that even though halachically the odin can tain the same even his oncha, but that means that the eved has to take care of his tzolchein mozein by being lachzer al apsochim. How successful he'll be in lachzer al apsochim, that depends on how much effort he'll put into it. It could very well be he won't be successful. And he'll be yomus baro. Al kaponim, the odin can say, ani es nafshi hitzalti, lemaise, I'm giving you an opportunity to have mozeinis. I'm not being ma'akev from you. You can be lazer al apsochem. You don't want to use the opportunity, so that's So that's your difficulty, but I'm giving you this opportunity. But lemaise, it's not a smart anhoge, because the other very well can lose from this cheshbon. So therefore, the Gemara understood very well that Hegdish would zichah be maskin, and this asik of love of oichel, he should get his bare necessities. Because this is more profitable in the long run to gain the Maisi Yadayim, the how much the Eved can really give out for his Maisi Yadayim. So that the Gemara Zich understood. Hadofer, the Gemara didn't understand. There, what hasn't come with the best, what Hegdish come with a tiny. Why is it necessary for you to have Hadofer? And that the Gemara answered also on the Hegdish Gufa Nichele. Pachais Mishava Pruta, Peish Pekuntres, then Hegdish Chal Al Pachais Mishava Pruta. As Rashi the Mirdiki Yisod, that the Kedusha is not Chal Al Pachais Mishava Pruta. Vikshe Rabbeinu Yitzchok, this Nan Ba'azov, Chomesh Pruta saying, there are five Tziyurim where the Shir is a Pruta. Listening, sheish prutes hain, the sixth time, hegdish chal al poches mishove prutes. If Rashi's yisoid is emes, not going into where Rashi got this from, but al kaponim, the Mishneh and Azov should have mentioned this halacha. The stipler Kilashaki wants to fa'em for Rashi, he brings a ritzvosh in Bab Metzia and that Mishneh, the ritzvosh says that the chiddush of the Mishnah is chomesh prutes hain, by all the five cases that a pruta is sufficient. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The biyahava mina isha miskadeshes b'shava pruta. I would think you need a dinner according to Beis Shammai. That means in all five cases is a chiddush that a pruta is sufficient. The Mishnah is not coming to tell us that a poches mishava pruta is not sufficient. That's not the meduba of the Mishnah. The meduba of the Mishnah is to tell us that a pruta is sufficient. Here, by Hegdish, I wouldn't ever have a meaning you need more than a shava pruta. So here the only chiddush is that less than a shava pruta Hegdish isn't called. That's not what the Mishnah is speaking about. That's what he wants to answer. Vaimari, so the Rishi says, so what is pshat that poches mishava prute? What is pshat that poches mishava prute? It doesn't become hegdish. The hocha eine taimem, shein bedaita yishol magdish yochel al poches mishava prute. That when the person was magdish, the Dekel Lepeiris, that means he's Magdish, Yidei Avdoi for Hegdish. That whatever the Eved will do should become Hegdish. So, somehow there's an Umdene that he wants that the Shavius of a Shavu, when it accumulates to a Shavius of a Shavu Plute, then it should become Hegdish. But less than a Shavu Plute, he has no intentions, bachlal, that it should become hegdish. That means there's a kno of dekel apeiris. So let's say that it's your dekel, legabi vigidul apeiris. So I'll say it's your dekel, legabi peiris, which will weigh an ounce. For these peiris, it's your dekel. For the peiris that weigh less than an ounce, it's your dekel for these peiris. So it's your yadayim, for Avoida, which is worth a Shava Pruta. Avoida, which is worth less than a Shava Pruta. So he never was Magdish. So he says, the Bailus of Hegdish only comes about when there's an Avoida of a Shava Pruta. So Bemison, according to Taisvis, is Shver, Bayos, Ashacha is this Kasha. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? That means that Hegdish should say that we're not masking to this. I mean, if everything is being done with apochas mishava pruta, apochas mishava pruta bechlal is not is not yours. I mean, what, Hegdish is not Niche, it's Anshildik, it doesn't belong to you. According to Rashi, was very good, the way this title explains, so this Momen Gavoya, and then there's the Kedusha, so the Kedusha says, so it's now Momen Gavoya, so they can complain they don't want that he should use their Momen to pay up his Chayvis. According to Taishvis, it is Kozman, there's Apochus Mishela Pruta, there's only Apochus Mishela Pruta, it's not even Momen Gavoya, they don't have a Bailis. They don't have a bailis in the avoida, which is worth less than the Shava Puta. So what is Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha? This Kasha the Yel Sashachar asks. The Gemara says further, Hochinami Mistavra. But this is the Emes of Pshat. That what Rav said a Magdish, the day Avdoi, his love of Oichu Vaise Epereya is speaking about that the Odin is giving Mizainis. Because, Ochinami Mistavad, Amarav, we have another memory of Rav. Rav had said, Amagdishi de Avdoi, Oise Yeved, Oise Vaichu. There's another memory of Rav. Rav says he works, and he takes the Maise Yodov, and he uses it for his own needs. Oise Vaichu. The Eloi Avda, because if the Eved won't take care of his needs, his necessities, man polach leisa, who's going to work for him? So therefore, the Eved is here, the second member of Rav, he doesn't have to borrow money, he's oise, he makes 10 prutas, and then he goes in the 10 prutas, he goes to the store and buys food for the 10 prutas, and fartik. Because he has to take care of himself, and may not ili mili. So the Gemara says like this: if you'll tell me, the first member of Rav is speaking malalem b'zayis, ve'ene yochel, and he can't say asay imi ve'ene zonch. Baha. So the second member of Rav is speaking about b'she'ene male. He's not giving him zaynis. Shapir. So if he's not giving him a zaynis, so the Eved, he works, he makes 10 prutas, and then he says, well, no chayecha kaidmen, that, I have a right to, you can't say semi veni zoncha, so memela, I have a right to make sure I'm taken care of, and that comes first. So memela, so the first 10 prutas I make, I'll use that for my mezainis. So Shachar says that his Maisa Yodayim, he has a shibud on his Maisa Yodayim. That means if the Odin can't say Aseimi Veni Zoncha, so I have a shibud on my Maisa Yodayim, that I can be goyva from my Maisa Yodayim. You have no right to tell me I should be Chayzer Al HaPsochem. So Mamela, you have no right that I should work the whole time from you. I have to be secure with my mezainis. I'm a mele, my maisa yodayim, even though it belongs to you, it belongs to Agdish, but I have a shibud on this maisa yodayim, that from this maisa yodayim I have a right to be goyva letzoch, letzoch mezainisai. So that's its oise v'oichel. Just like all the time, that's what the Yelis HaShacha says, that the Kedusha's domim is a shibud, is if there's a shibud, so you take away from the kedushas domim. Kedushas aguf is makia de shibud, but kedushas domim, you can be goyve. You go to Hegdish and you goyve to your shibud. So memele is also the same thing. The second member of Rav is speaking about that he was not giving him his zaynis, so his maisiyah daim am mishubit for his mezainis. But if you'll say that the first member of Rav is speaking about B'she'ene Mala, the Yochel, and the Odin can say, say, mi b'ene zoncho, so memele, so what's the second member? The Eloi Avda Man Polach Lei, so here it says that what? That if the Eved won't take care of himself, who's going to take care of him? Man the boy niflachech, I don't know who's going to take care of him, but that's irrelevant. He can't, the Mizaynis, the Maisi Yodov belongs to Hegdish. He has a problem, so he has a problem, but how could he go and take, how could he take from the Maisi Yadayim for his own Mizainis? Is that Raya? That the first Mahalach was the that what we answered. The Rav holds he cannot say Asei Miveini Zoncha. So Memele, so the Reish is speaking about when it was Mahalai Mizainis, the first case, and the second case is speaking about Shein Mahalai Mizainis. Hachi nami mistavres et rashi de male mezenis koma. Di iloi eved man polach le. Shemache shein oisen loi machel. No one is making food for him. Ma yoichel eved azeh. This is the lashon of Rav. Mi yavdenu mi yizame le mezenis. Yamad bishloi mahach belel de koma Rav de chal hegdish that hegdish is chal. De male le mezenis koma. Ben yoichel ha Rav loi malevet asim mi ben yizoncho. But the call Malay Khail Hegdish Vishain Malay Shak Aliyamat Kamaish Vishani Malin Vlahi Khail Hegdish Yakalavalay Malebed Hasaimi Vaini Zonko. So what is Shati Layabed Mantolak Lay Bitmi a man the boy niflache? Zakti Gemara Vaita. So Bikitsa Rav holds that you cannot say to an Ebed Hasaimi Vaini Zonko. Toshma. The Omar Rabbi Yechanan. We have a member of Rabbi Yechanan, Akeiteya Yad Avdoi Shel Chaveiroi. Someone cut off the hand of an Eved. Noisin Shiftoi Urefuosoi Lerabboi. So the Tashlumei Sheves, the Bittul Meloche, Shebechol Yeim V'yoim. Urefuosoi, and the Dmei Refue, he give this Lerabboi. Now, Shevis is the Mokim Maisi Yodo. That means, if he would have been up to par, he could have made some money, being a Shema Kishuim, without a Yad. But now he's a sick in bed. So the Maisi Yodayim, what he could earn, the Odin is taking. And what's gonna be with his food? Well, he'll be nizim in that stock. That's a member of Rabbi Yechanan. Shema mino. Yochel ha-Rav lo imele eved ha-seimi vein izonach. So we see that Rabbi Yechanan holds that's the halacha. That the Rav can say ha-seimi vein izonach. So memele, that's how this combination comes about. He takes the Maisi Yodayim, the Shebes, and then the other in his nizim in that stock. So the Gemara says, "Oche b'mayiskine b'malulay mezaynus." No, it's not right. Could be it's speaking about malulay mezaynus. I hochi amai nizayn minat zedoke. Why is he nizayn minat zedoke? So he's malulay mezaynus. Why is he applying for zedoke? He's getting it. So the Gemara answers, "Lahadoche." He's nizim in azdoke lahadof. Let us see what Rashi says. Toshma bika amoira chine the polygalei derav and holds he could say a semi vein is on. Noisin shiftoi urufu osoi lerabbi. Shiftoi schar beteilosei becholye, the schar beteile that is shavis mimeloch. Afal pi shenoisin loy de meyote. It means already he had paid for the hezek that he lost the hand, but he's still capable of doing meloche. Roy noisi kilu shemek yeshui. The dino roy lekach shiyamid mecholye could still be a shemek yeshui without a hand. The refu we also give to the other. The kamei porich oboi lemeisvo lereife. And you don't give to the other. The refu is that's a chayv that the mazik have to give to the nizik, not to the other. The Gemara is going to speak about that. So then Rashi says, who adin leniskoi nezek v'tzaroi. You also give to the other. Eleniske le yitzrech, v'haynu d'me yodei, v'pshite de l'rabeihu, v'afchasei mikaspei. That zikha goes to the other, because it's afkasei mikaspe, so nezik you pay to the other. L'chayre, since it's gufay konui, that's the chmir, Rashi is saying over here, that it's like shayre v'chamayre. Gabi, the gufay ebed, so just like he'll cut off a regal, someone will cut off a regal of shayre, so you pay the bala shayre because the shayre belongs to him in afkasei mikaspe, he is also the same thing. After saying mikaspe, it's kufay koni. After saying mikaspe, b'tzarei nami bechlal refuosei dehochol. Tzar you also pay, and I didn't mention tzar. It's bechlal refuosei dehochol. The mepharsh lekam eidai refuosei tzar de samacharifahu. We see later in the Gemara that. The Rafu over here is the Tsar that the Eved was sable, they gave him a very strong medicine, and because of the strong medicine, the amount of Rafu that was needed was lessened. Lamaisi Yitzhar, we'll see later in the Gemara exactly what this means. Vuadinami Litzar Hamake. The Tsar Hamake also belongs to the other. I mean, the comma shifte l'rabe, punizei mina tzedoke, shma mina yochel harat. I see, he's getting the shevis, nizis mina tzedoke, l'adofe, shu tzorech mipnei chol yoy lohisiv al mezei neiso. E chol yoy lohisiv al mezei neiso. I'd like to mention the Chazanish brings down on the Siddhis, in Shimem Sifkot Gimel and Emerson, the Ha'ora of the Nesivis, the Rishash also asks, I ask. And the Nesivis asks with an address, Ramo and Simen Tovchov Sif Gimel, says as follows, Yesh Aimrim, Mr. Loshna Ramo, the Ramo speaking about by Vechiv Ripui, that a chayvul is mechuyev to pay. The tzorch liktein gamkein teisves mezaynes atzrichen bechol yoy mima shahoya oichol shahoya bori. So the Rama seems to be saying that when you're paying ripui, not only we pay all the doctor bills and the drugstore bills, but you also have to pay for the, let's say, if it's the nizik is weak, and the doctor says he needs to eat a steak each night, his blood count is low, he needs a steak or a liver, whatever it is. So for the next 2 weeks, the mazik has to supply him with steaks each night. Tzach liken gam kein teisves mezoines atzrichin b'chol yoy imasha yoycho k'sha yabori. That means he didn't need steaks every night. But now his resistance is low, so he needs steaks. So you pay for the steaks. That goes into ripui. So the Nesivis and the Rishash ask, the Gemara learned now, speaking about that the Odin is giving him basic mezainis. And what does he get from tzedakah? From tzedakah he gets hadafe. That's the stakes. So they yes, that you don't get from tzedakah, that you get from the mazik. The mazik is chayef to give you stakes. That's the kasha from the Mesidis. So the Chazanish answers on this kasha, Namazik chayiv rak b'mezaynish yeseres hamuchroches l'rfu osay. That means, if that's the case, that his resistance is low, and the medication will not work until his blood pressure is built up, so he needs this versus rfu, that's no shail. That's what the Ramo is speaking about. ודאין נישא מוקים לצדוקה לחיוסי במדנים אשר הוא נחס לחוילה יויסי מלבורי. What our Gemara is speaking about a doctor, we're not speaking about the medical, that what he needs, a hadofa mitzad medically, he won't become nisrape without it. That's akirapuah. That's what the Ramah says. Here we're speaking about lach yoysoi b'madanim. That means the refuah that will work with this and without this. But this is lach yoysoi b'madanim asher hu nachas l'chayla yoysim ilabori. This is epizazoi. Medically, perhaps it will be nisrape the same way with his madanim, without his madanim. But al koponim, it brings achias more to the chayla who perhaps needs it more than a bori. But this is not, we're not speaking about the necessary foods which are needed l'rfuasoi. We're speaking about madanim asher nachas l'chayla yoysim l'bori, and this is what one gets from tzedakah and not from the chayla. So the Gemara says, so where are we up to now? So the Gemara wants to say you don't have any raya whatsoever that Rabbi Yochanan holds. You could say I say mi vein azoncha, could be it's speaking about these malaloi mezoinis, and this is speaking about and the nizaminat sedok is hadofa. So the Gemara says, Ihochi nizoin mispalnes mi boilei. So the Rabbi Yochanan is not using the correct terminology. Nizoin means basic necessities. Mispalnes means things which are, what the nizoin means, mizoin is mitzamtzomis. Mispalnes means everything. The Hesaf is also. So if it says, Kol Shar Tzrochov, that's a tight, that's mispalnes. That's anizim. Anizim means the basic necessities of Muslim. So the Gemara says, if your pshat and Rabbi Yechon is correct, so he used the wrong terminology. He shouldn't have said, Nizain min HaTzadokah, no, mispalnes min HaTzadokah, which means that which is more than the Parshat the Mezainis. The Parshat Mezainis, the Odin is giving him, and says, Nizay Minat Tzedakah. So it seems that the basic Mezainis he's getting from Tzedakah. So that means that the Odin is not giving him anything. Is a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a person can tell his Ebed, Asayimi Benizant. That is the, so the Kitzah we have here, Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav, and this Nakuda, if a Odin could say, say me vein is on. Let us see Rashi. Nizayin mashme mizaynais kedei chayim. The basic necessities. Parnosa aina kol shal tzrochov. Or other necessities. Beloshim las kunra. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omama. Noisein shiftoi ulfuosoi l'rabbi. Nice and shifter for also the rabbi. That the Sheves and the refuah goes to the rabbi. In fact, the Gemara shiftai pshita. The Sheves is poshut that it goes to the rabbi. What does Rashi say? Pshita de la rabbi hu, elo leman lehevi. Rei maise yodov la rabbi. Maise yodov is la rabbi. So Memele, so therefore, he should be zeichen the Shabbos. Ve'ilash me'inon apal pi sheini zonai. Le'meimre diyochol harav, neimo yisebet nisim in atzadoke besuloi. But that shifte is l'raboi, is pshite. Because he has a schus in his ma'isi yodot. So Memele, the Shabbos, which is a payment for the Maisi Yodot, is Zichel Rabbi. I'd like to mention one ha'ore bachsach mer. The Masivis says to say this. Let us just talk for 1 minute. What is the din if a person possesses a behemoth and cuts off the leg of the behemoth? Now, the behemoth, what it used to do till now, it can't do anymore. Let us see, perhaps it has some use, can do something still, but Kozman it's sick, it can't do that either. So what will the halacha be? So in Tashlumei Nezek, that's Icha halacha, you pay Maki Behemi Yishomeno. So how much the Hezek is, now we have a Behemi that is lost a foot, so we Zicha have to take into consideration how much it's worth less without a foot. But if there's some shimush that the behemoth can still do when it'll become the srape, but when it's sick, he can't do that, will there be a din of tashlume sheves? So the Mordechai says, ain't sheves le behemoth. There's no such sheves as a yuchadik din in chayvul ba'adam. Chayvul ba'adam, the Torah's machadish is a din of tashlume sheves. In behemoth, there's no such thing. The Nesivis wants to mention, could be a fill according to the Mordechai, when we take in consideration how much the behemoth is worth less because of losing the foot. So it could be we can take the sickness also into account. That means this behemoth, it cannot do what it was doing till now, and it's going to be sick for 12 months. So in the general price of the behemoth, we can be mapches the shabbos because it's lost a foot and it can't work for 12 months. So it could be the price will go down also. But it's sicher not the tashlume shabbos, which is a day-to-day tashlume, when you pay how much money you could make each day. There's no din shabbos. Now over here that is a din shabbos. That's the chmir. This din shabbos is because it's the chi of shabbos to the Ebed, not to the... We don't pay to the Odin. Als the Odin l'chayre, if there's a klal in shabbos l'behemtoi, so als the chi of shabbos here, it's not because you lost. I don't think it works that way. This l'chayre should fall into the category in shabbos l'behemtoi. That's the chmir. The chi of shabbos is to the Ebed. But since the I was mevatel you from melacha, so memele I have to pay you for bitl melacha. But since his maisa yodayim belongs to the yodin, so the money that he derived from bitl melacha goes to the yodin. But I think the ascholos achiyim is to the eved. It doesn't go. There's no ascholos achiyim to the yodin. Because Rabbi the Yodin lecheret zetain shabbos lebehemtay. Mashen kein nezek tachsech mir. Nezek Rashi seems to say law that goes direct to the Yodin. Rashi says before. Aloniske leitzrech deine deme Yodin ipshite de le rabbi hu. The afchesei mikaspe. So here that's where I think Rashi, that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that this you the afchesei mikaspe nezek you pay to the yodim because back out shayrei v'chamoye the afchesei mikaspe before you had an eved that was worth $1,000 now it's worth $100. So nezek that's me goes direct to the yodim. Shabbos that's where would not go direct to the Yodin, but the Yodin gets it, since this is a payment for Maisi Yodayim, which is Nichlal in the Chiyav Hei Dvorim of Chayvul, so I'll take it from you, I think. Azay Daksach Mir. Al Kaponim, the Gmosa Shevis is Pshita de la Rabbeu, a Laman Lehevi, and I may ask Maisi Yodov la Rabbeu. So, So that's Pasha. So the Gemara says, Chufuwasai, it's Prichalai. The Inke Chiddish is that the Chufuwasai goes to the Rabbi. Like the Gemara, that's very schwer. The Chufuwasai, the day, the Fuwasai goes to the Yemen. The Chiyam is to be Merape, the Nechbal. The Nechbal was an end. The boy Yitzuyebe, the Chi of Ripui is to heal him. Like Friches, the Gemara says, it's speaking about as follows. The Amduhu, the Hamisha Yoini, they were Mishaya that it will take 5 days of medication to heal him. They made a very sharp medicine, which was much stronger than the dose he should have taken. And he got healed in 3 days. But since he got healed in 3 days, he suffered from this. This is not the normal dosage. So he suffered, and so he was entitled to 5 days medicine of normal dosages. They ended up by giving him 3 days medicine, but he owes another 2 days. That's how much the mazik owes. Ma de teime tzara di dehu, sal kaponim. So the extra medicine which Bezin was oimid, which belongs to the Ebed, so good, he suffered because of the sama charifa. Sal kaponim, he should be malviach, the hoitzos of this extra medicine, which was not consumed and used. It's kamash malon, that this belongs to the other. So because this is considered a revach that the evet had acquired, that means the evet acquired a revach by taking this sama charife, and now he has extra medicine money, which he doesn't need for Wasai. So this revach, so just like any other revach that the Eved acquires, is the Odin is kindness, this is also a revach he acquired. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, the Lulach Mishiyoy Melitin Leroy Fischar Chameshis Ayon. Tzara didei, v'sal kedai tachmina tzara lo izochi lei rachmona tri yode. K'mashmon, v'chol shvach abolu yode, izoich aboi rabbi ki shoiroi v'chamoiroi. It means any revach that you derive, I'm zoichin. So my male l'chore here, it's me day didei. Kazochi. Shmamino, yochel shmamino. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Odin can tell an Eved, Aseimi, Ve'eni Zoncha. Vim Toyma, Rabbi Yochanan, Heichi Muki, Tlaktayu, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbanan Dalel. We learned yesterday, Vira Machlekes from Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. There it's speaking about Yochel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Yochel avadloim alarabai b'shnei batzoiris, oi panaseini, ayetiyeni lecheiris, mechomim oimrim ashus biyad rabai. So the Gemara first had wanted to learn that the chachomim hold, nashnas batzoiris, he doesn't have to give him his oinis, and he can say, say mi ben izoncha. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, he tells him, oi parnaseini, either give me parnose, oi, titeni lecheiris, give me my maisi yadayim like a ben chayr. That was the havamin of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, no, the loshen of the barais is not mashma like that. It shouldn't say titeni lecheiris, it shouldn't say shnas batzeiris. So the Gemara, lefi emes, answered as follows. It's speaking about, that he said, as tei maisi yadechulam zeinisech. Speaking about a shnas betzayrus, and he's not using his maisi yadayim at all. The Odin is not using it, he gave it to the Eved. But the Eved is finding difficulties to support himself with his own maisi yadayim, shnas betzayrus. So now, because of his avdus, he doesn't have panosim. Because, so, So Shimon Gamliel says that there's a chiyuv to the Odin, so you have to be mishacher him. In order he should be able to have panos, and that people give him tzedakah, like this, they're not giving him tzedakah. And the Chachamim hold that the person who is rochem ala ben chayim is rochem ala ebed also. Because it's shaykh b'mitzvah's kish. So al koponim, the maskone, pshat in the baraisa, so it seems everyone holds, and you can't say, I say, imi ven is oncha, because therefore, can I feel it, see, maise yodecha, lam zayne secha. If that is not sufficient, so you have to be mishachem, according to Shimon Gamliel. The Chachamim only time that it's sufficient because manda rochim al ben chayri rochim al abdi. But it seems everyone is made that it's mutal on the other to see that the Eved should have sufficient panose. And that is not what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, because Rabbi Yochanan also says, say, mi vein is omcha, your mizaynis is not my problem. I don't have to take care of your tzorchei mozein. So, like Tachtoisvis, bim taima, Rabbi Yochanan, chimuki plaktai, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbon, and the Lael, leimotz lameim, and the pligi, the ma'asov, and yocho, ma'asov, and yocho, because the poch leel, the loshen is very shver. It can't be that that's machlikis. So it has to be the way we feel this by saying, So Taisus answers, Rabbi Yechna will answer as follows. Afal Gav. The Bishar Shonim Yochel, all other years, he can say, I say, imi veini zoncha, bishnei batzeiris eini yoch. The Bishar Shonim yim tzumerach mim yoisa, shiyarzer al apsochim mi bishnei batzeiris. So, dach sich mir, pshat and teisvis is azoi. That the Emerson, the shaila of is an odin entitled to say asay imi veini zoncha. The whole shaila is it mutal al ha odin lidoik mi panosos avda, since I'm getting his maisa yodain, so that's mutal on the odin to take care of his mizaynis. Oh, no, it's not mutal on me. There's no obligation on the Odin to make sure that he can take care of his own mizaynus. It's not mutal on me. So, mimele, so I can say, I say, miveni zoncha. In other words, that means as follows. My schus and his maisa yadayim is not ma'akiv his capability of getting mizaynus. That means, pashteitzach, he has to be chayzer ala psochem, and if we say practically it takes 2 hours to be chayzer ala psochem, so pashteitzach, I can't work with him all the time. I have to give him 2 hours to be chayzer ala psochem. That's 100% true. That means he's entitled to mizaynus, but I'm not mechuyev to be doig for his mizaynus. Let him take care of his own mizaynus. He's about das and take care of his own mizaynus. So I'm telling him, so when I say imi vein is oncho, I'm giving him the capabilities and the opportunity to get mizaynus. That's what I'm giving for him. So that's all. I'm not mechuyev to be metapel his mizaynus. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. The Gemara b'shnei batzayres, the Eved is coming with a taina to the Odin as follows. Listen here. You said, say, ma'ish yedechem zayn yisecha. Yeah. Okay, I'm not working for you. I'm working for myself. But I can't make ends meet. People are not giving me, I'm chayzer al apsochem, and people are not giving me because I'm an Eved. So it comes out over here, your kinyan avdus is preventing me from existing. That no one holds. No, that means that you should be meineya, the parnosa of an eved,
That means no one has such a right to be minei the panosa of the Emet. You don't have to be doit for the panosa, but you can't be the sibe limnias panososi. Just like when there was an abundance, you have to give him time to be chayzer al apsochem. If there's no abundance and chayzer al apsochem is not enough, so that what you're keeping him as an eved, that gufe is taking away his panosa, because no one's to give. So you're mechuyev to be mishacher. So memele. So that Rabbi Yochanan is only saying that when, by saying asay mi veini zoncha, I'm not being meineya you for your parnosa gold, because it's all apsochim. So then Rabbi Yochanan says asay mi veini zoncha. I had a shtickle ha'ore, so, but the Tosis says, afilu Rabbi Yochanan, the big maker, let us say, holds that faker, that means that the Odin does not have a koyach even to possess a kinyan of this, if that will be meineya the eved mipanasosa. We learned the Tap Taisvis. The Tap Taisvis said that that Hegdish will never tell an eved asay imi veini zoncha, even though the Odin can do it. Shehite the Hegdish necheloi shloyamos avdoi berov. Hegdish will never want that the Eved should die from hunger. So lechayre, how does this stem with what we just said now? It seems from Tosfos when you tell an Eved asay imi veini zoncha, no insurance company will insure him anymore, because, in other words, that means we give him 3 more months to live. He's going to be yomus miyarov. As Isaac Taisvus do, and here Taisvus says, no, Rabbi Yochanan never said such a thing. I say mi veini zoncha. That's the chmir that Taisvus means as follows. Halachically, I can tell the Eved, that means you'll work for me 7 hours, you'll collect for yourself 2 hours. And theoretically, if the Eved does this, no problem. He can live till Mayav Esra. Won't be Yomus Melov. But what if the Eved is on Otzel? So in these 2 hours, he won't go and collect money. Because the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tavis Otzel Kemisenu Kemi'anu Yodov Lasais. So the Mitzudah says, Tavis Otzel Kemisenu, Shemisava Lenuach Al Mishkovi, he wants to rest, he's going to die of hunger, Kemi'anu Yodov Lasais. He doesn't want to do anything, he's an Otzel. So, Mistome, Reiv Avodim Morat Selim Taket, that could very well be. That means they were given the opportunity, you could do it, you have to perhaps be a hustler, but you work and you collect money for yourself and you'll be able to do it. So the Odin is not mechuyev to stretch out his neck to ensure mezainus for the effort. That's the halacha. But Mestamim, most of Odin did not take this seriously, and Lamaisa ended up dying minaroch because they didn't... They weren't chayzer al apsochem geherik, so my middle attack was yemus minarot. But by Emerson, this is not necessary. He could theoretically can take care of himself. Rufu also didei. In fact, the Gemara Rufu, how does this go to the Yodri? This goes to the Yod. So statements of Gemara Meredikazach. That means the chiyuv of a chayvel to be merapa never. This is a chiyuv of ripui. That means, how do you get the money? How does that, the chiyuv is, he has to heal him. It involves money, so he has to pay for the healing. But that belongs to the Eved, not to the Yodin. There's no schusim in this. A person is chayvul bebeknani shaloi, so he's potter from everything. He's potter from ripui also. So why is he potter from ripui? This is a shekel hekashe, because we see ripui is a chiv and the chayvul to be merapa the nechbal. So good. So Nezek, we understand this potter, because it's my share that was genizik. Sheves is potter. Tzar, you could also say it's you're not easing the tzar, you're paying for the tzar. This is a rebach that blows it. But ripui, why is he potter from ripui? Shemo yesh lechalik. Dafal gab the shechovo boyach and leisnu for wasi lebit, hu shechovo ba'avdoi loy mechayim. When he's chayvo ba'avdoi, he's not chayv. Lechayre, this is difficult to understand. I mean, why should it be like this? This is a... The chayv ripui that a poshet yid gives the ebed is because he's chayv b'mitzvahs, and I made you a choyli, so you have to be merah for you. This is in the Chavdal Dovas Nezikin. So why by the other is it different? That, I think perhaps we could say, there's a Meredik Esfuno in Parshas Mishpatim. We find a very interesting halacha that if a odin kills his avid, so it matters how long he lived. If he died on the spot, or he died before Yom Yomayim Yukam, so then he's a retzeiach. If he died later, he's not a retzeiach. So what is pshat in this halach? So the Amiradik HaSifunah, the Sifunah says, Sheyesh Rishus La'Kaisoi U'Liyasoi. A odin has reshus to hit an eved and to punish an eved. And he brings a posik in Mishlei, bidvorim lo yivoser ovet. If you want to an eved to start working, a musa shmuz will not help. Bidvorim lo yivoser ovet. He has to feel something more forceful, then he'll get the message. Ki kaspoi. Who? V'ol of the Yasai. That's the only way he understands. It's an amadoy melachamayr, and, it's an amadoy melachamayr. So memele, that's the only language he understands. Upa'omim, he says this, yamre ha'eved at sheyikza, sometimes the eved will rebel, at sheyikza if harav la kaysoi makarabe, and, he made him amish, he's talking and telling him what to do, and the Eved is not listening at all. So he's giving him a Maker Rabbe. So if he died after this man, so it's also good. I mean, what is the Odin supposed to do? He has an Eved that's not listening, and what are you supposed to do? So it could be that pshat. So that means an odin has a right to be miyaser an eved. An odin has a right to be chayvul an eved. That's from the rights of an odin. So mamela, now I was chayvul you, and now you need refuus, you need medication. I'm sorry. You'll suffer the next time you'll know to listen. That's me that pshat and taisvus. By another person, there's no heta b'chal chavola. There's no heter. L'chayrich means there's a lava of l'yosef mistame. Stame say a yid goes and hits an ebed. We said, Rashi chafala from the base. Yishaychem b'mitzvahs also lachbel boy. You're not allowed. But an odin is permitted. So if he's permitted, so there's no din of ripui. I just don't know when ha'ore. I mean, what if the odin was a pesheya in the chavola? That means that the Eved was listening every word, and that the Odin got shikir and he said, bet him up. And L'chayre could be over there. According to Acheshben, L'chayre there, he had no right to hit him. Shteta chayvul b'chaveira yispoto b'chomish dvorim retzach in all cases. It's afilo a case of kom rabbe v'shochte rabzeh. I'm not sure shochte, but unless the din of Yosef was nifka from another, we can't say amal yo amal nit, right, wrong already. So the Torah was, it's a davar shahuta miklola, he's permitted to hit him. Inami, the Ovid lay samo harife, the bottom in a moise kedam retocha. Metaisas maybe pshat in that gemara is something else. That would be, he's mechuyev beripoy. But it means if he was merape besamo harife, so the revochim, the Ovid doesn't have to get.